With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Cheers.
We really need to get that together.
Just one time.
But with that said, that's right. We are road tripping with RJ and Channing. From the Twin Cities, I'm looking at Channing. I'm looking at Richard Jefferson. Channing, I'll let you do the honors of introducing our guest tonight.
I'm sitting to my left is Richard Allen Jefferson.
I already did that.
Oh, whoops. Okay. And then to his two lefts from me, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Is Kyle, a.k.a. White Thunder, a.k.a. White Eagle. Go, go! Korver.
That is right, Kyle Korver. And I hear that you've been given many nicknames since your arrival in Cleveland by
no other than, Channing. He has something new every day, it feels like. He had something. Yeah, I think he was just trying to see what would stick. And
something stuck.
What stuck?
What?
White Thunder stuck.
What happened? I thought it was White Lightning and Black Thunder.
No, it's Black Lightning.
You're Black Lightning?
Yeah, that's cool.
I heard
Thunder.
I heard recently it's been like Black Light Chance of Rain.
It's semi dreary.
Black fog.
Yeah. Black mist.
Yeah, black mist.
I've been mixing it up.
My nickname. There hasn't been a lot of lightning.
No, not
a lot of lightning.
Kyle took all my thunder.
He took my spot.
There you go.
He shoots all my. If I get six threes, Kyle takes five of them, and I get my one.
Hey, but you have had way more dunks.
Yeah, so
dude, bang out.
Like, you know, way more bang outs.
Activate the glutes. So, it's too early for that.
You're a quick learner. Wow. Jeez. Well, for those of you who don't really know, the plain seating, these two sit next to one another.
Oh man, it's my favorite.
Yeah,
we watch the same TV show, so I just like. I kind of bum.
How about you inform us of what TV shows you guys watch?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and there's like
all the superhero shows.
Yeah, all the superhero.
Are you a superhero person too?
I do. I like superhero
See
shows.
See what I mean?
Really?
Just like,
I'm on the airplane. Like, just want something to like take my mind off things. Little superheroes. I play a little Candy Crush or something.
Yeah.
You know?
He will play Candy Crush and watch a movie, and it bothers me because I'm like, how are you paying attention? To what's going on.
I'm not really paying attention to the movie, but, it's a lot of plane rides in this NBA world, you know?
Oh, God. So, Kyle, let's not beat around the bush. Right. This is what the people want to know.
What do they want?
Channing is always the expert.
Number one, when did, like, the Bieber comparisons really come about?
No, it was Ashton Kutcher before.
It was Ashton Kutcher.
I like the Tom Cruise one.
You look like Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
I don't know about these things. But the Ashton Kutcher thing was
right away.
It got on my nerve after a while. Cause like all game long, everyone was just shouting, like, yo, you got punked. Where's the me? Like, you missed a shot. Like, you got punked.
That's
and,
funny.
Everyone thought they were the first person to think of it, right? So they all thought it was really funny, too. But, you know, we play a lot of games. I got punked, apparently, a lot of times. Yeah, I got a little sick of that one. But then. Yeah, the Bieber thing. I had longer hair. You know, it was cool back then, you know.
I never heard this one. When did this one come out?
Oh, this is
I love Justin
ago.
Bieber, too.
Of course you do, Allie.
Yeah.
I remember one time in Milwaukee, I was shooting free throws, and they had that little section. Like, Bogut had a section of all the rowdies they had, you know. I had a chance something like something Bieber. I don't know. I was like, I'm not going to miss this Bieber. I'm not going to let them think that they got to me.
Anyway. Oh, because, the minute that they hear – Or the minute you mess up, even if you're not even paying attention, you're mad because it just gave them more juice, gave them more energy.
It just keeps coming.
Gosh.
So, this is Channing.
Hang on before you move on.
Oh, dang it.
Have you ever been told that you have an accent?
No.
Been asked if you were like from overseas? I had someone actually ask me.
If you were?
To ask you.
Ask me? Oh, me. Well, no, a lot of people think I'm European. Just
yes,
because you're white, because you're white and you shoot. Like white, so you shoot, must be must
either be European or you're from just Indiana
not many. Or Iowa.
Or Iowa. Yeah.
Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Fundamental. So let me ask you this question. Very important. Did you used to have hops in high school? Like in high school, were you the athletic kid that could sort of shoot a little bit, and then when you got to college, it was just like you went just ape shit with
so,
the J? Explain this.
I felt like in high school I had some bounce.
Okay.
Like I did.
Okay.
I also only weighed like 180 pounds.
All right.
Which
so
I think
me
helped.
And you weighed the same, but I was 6 inches
right?
tall.
But like I feel like I could jump a little farther, and then I went to college, and I literally
gave
like
it up.
I didn't get one dunk in college.
What?
Really?
I didn't dunk one time.
How many times did you dunk in high school?
Five or six.
Like no, I had like I don't know, 15 dunks something my senior year. Like I had some dunks. I think I had a little side bet with somebody. Like if I'd get 10 or 12 dunks, and I got it. But anyway. But now in the NBA, like I was telling Brown the other day, like I think I got like 25 dunks in the NBA.
25 dunks.
I've got 3 and 1 dunks.
No way.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to. I wish we could get a link to YouTube.
Yeah.
For
this. Yeah. But anyway, they're. I try to get one a year.
One a year.
I feel good about that if I get one a year.
Have you got one yet this season?
I have not gotten one yet this
season. You're going to get one.
Sometimes I'll roll and you pop.
Yes, thank you. Thank
not.
You.
Probably
about
not.
Time. It's
probably
tiring not. Doing that all the time.
I just want to tell you, I don't think – like Channing really enjoys your company, but he hates the fact that he's not the best shooter on our team anymore. Because all of
it's,
– look at his
moving,
face.
It's, yeah,
look
it's,
at his face.
It's very bothersome.
No, and it's not from a standpoint – part of it is jealousy –
no, but, not jelly. But not jelly.
You're so jelly. Part of, the
great
other
jelly.
Part of it is in the second unit now, the plays are for you.
Literally. Since you've been here, I have never seen so many screens.
Oh, it's
oh,
great.
It used to be like Channing's play. Okay, here we go. Now it's like Channing, go screen for Kyle.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Channing, go find Kyle.
It's the fight.
Channing, go. No, he's over there. I'm like, but I'm over. I like over here. I'm open. No, Channing. Other side. Other side.
It is so, so funny watching it because it's like Channing, I give him credit. He's one of the best shooters on the planet until you come in.
and then
because the way our lineups work, Tristan is with the first unit. So the only person that's really there for screening, you get minutes, but I'm talking about that second unit in the second quarter. Channing's the only screener.
Oh, man. It's everywhere.
Channing.
Forced to roll.
Yeah, not only.
He's expanding his game.
Yeah, not only.
Your next contract is going to be that much bigger because you can now roll.
I'll send you a check.
Oh,
for a dollar.
God. But it's just, it's so funny watching his frustration when coach calls a play.
And I'm like this. Okay, so how many screens do I set? A screen for Richard, a screen for Kyle.
Oh, it's so
then
funny.
A screen for Bron.
It's so funny.
Literally. Oh, man. The worst game was the Brooklyn game where I had to roll the whole 12 minutes.
The whistle didn't blow for like
no,
for like
it was
six
the worst.
Minutes.
What's
you know,
so bad about that?
No, it's so tiring. When you're not built for that, like when you have to run from the bottom, get a running start, screen, roll all the way down, and then on the other end, this
get
guy's doing
defense.
The same thing.
Yeah.
No. But then he's putting you in a screen and roll.
Right.
So it's just back and forth and back and forth. And then these guys don't know the rule where if the ball rolls out of bounds, the clock keeps going. So when you're tired, that's why sometimes you'll see me like kick the ball and like just walk and go get it. And, because time just got – I was like, man, y'all got to slow down. Your boy is tired here. And these guys are like grabbing the ball from where I'm trying to kick it and pushing it up. And I'm like, oh, here we go again, man.
Have you seen this guy run off screens?
Yeah, but he's like
he's
built for that. He does get tired.
But the other thing is with Channing, if you ever really watch him, most of his stuff is set shots. Like so, like he'll stand in the corner, the big will mess up, or there'll be a little bit of movement, minor movement. Now it's chasing screens, rolls, going down for pin downs.
It's a lot of movement.
And I sit there and I just crack up because all year long I've been yelling at him. I've been like, well, Channing, you got to roll in the second unit. You got to roll. And it was always like, oh, well, this guy. And then the last time he did it was like, Channing, just freaking roll. Like, what the – like, come on. Then Kyle gets here.
Now I have no
and
choice.
And he has no choice.
No
he
choice.
Has no choice. And I just take so much joy in watching his
Who are you?
I take joy in watching. No, but it's the evolution of basketball. Like, at the end of the day, I think all of us is like you're – not just a shooter, you're not this, you're a basketball player. If you make it to the NBA, there's very few people that only have one skill. Like, you might be a specialist, but like Kyle said, he gets a dunk a year. He's able to do other things. Like, he gets a dunk a year.
So hold on.
He's a basketball player.
He's 6'7" in the NBA.
Yeah, and he weighs 119 pounds.
No, like, dude, Kyle, you're at least 210.
He's had three and one dunk.
210. Almost 210.
But more of the point is that, like, we're basketball, like, you are a basketball player. Like, right. So when he was always making excuses about rolling, they were like, hey, we'll solve this. We're going to bring a better shooter in.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any shots.
Now Derek is here, so now I'm like, thank God.
Athlete. Yes.
I knew he was athletic, but I did not know.
You have to save. You have to save that for when we have him on.
Oh. Well, I'm going to say it anyways.
Well, no. I want your early impression of that.
The early impression of him? He's –
Channing gets called trash every episode.
Who's called trash?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
What did I say?
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh. Go on.
So give us your early impressions of Derek Williams.
Yeah, Derek is a good guy. Right? His dunks during layup lines are absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I have not – he, like, crouches down like some type of animal and then, like, explodes up the ground like a rocket ship.
I wish we had video and we could get you to do a demonstration.
Oh,
it would
be
We can. We can. Dude. Because we now have an Instagram.
Oh, gram it. Oh. But, dude, no, he's going to be good for us. I think, you know, I looked at that lineup that we played in the second unit. That's a big lineup. It's like 6'7", 6'7". Six. How tall are you, Richard?
Six, I'm 6'7", 6'5". Yeah, you can make me shorter. It just makes what I do more impressive.
Then, you know, it's funny that Derek now has played point guard. Talk about evolving your game. Well, and that's it's like, hey, D-Will, play point guard now.
Well, how about that?
You don't know any of the plays. You're the point guard. Bring the floor.
And they're like, yeah, Derek, you screen. Yeah, throw it to Bron. Screen. Roll to the hoop. Be athletic.
The best is when Bron would dribble it up, throw it to Derek on the wing, then go to the block and post up so we could start to play. It was great, man. Just some of the stuff that we've been doing in the second unit. But, you know, back to the point. I take a lot of enjoyment out of watching Channing struggle.
Kyle, how does that make you feel? Did you know this?
No, I didn't know this.
Don't act.
I didn't know like what kind of effect that, you know, like I think you always think about how are you going to fit in on a team, but you don't really feel about how you're going to affect other people. So,
yeah.
Channing.
They set you right next to him. They set you right next to me.
Right. Well, so we can watch
Welcome
the film.
To the tornado.
Well, put it all together. Figure it out.
We do watch a lot of film.
You guys watch a lot of
Kyle
film together?
Kyle watches a lot of film.
Like game
so
film?
I have to, yeah. So I have to watch it because it's like.
It's good for you.
It's good for, of course. I watch film. But, like, watching it with him is different because I'm not looking at me. I'm looking at, like, everything else that's going on. But if I was watching by myself, I'd probably be like,
you'd be playing Candy Crush.
I don't play Candy Crush anymore.
Okay. Oh, well, so what's the game? What is
Clash
the game?
Royale. Clash I'll let Royale. You boy. I'm
no,
nice.
But I did that with Deli. Deli, every single game, we sat next to each other, and they would know. He would give them their iPad before he even got on the plane. And so after every single game, and we were both in the second unit, so I ended up watching film with Deli. Are just watching clips, and we would just go over stuff, mainly because that's what he was doing. Like, I watch stuff on my own. I'll watch shots and stuff like that. But Deli was religious about it, and I think that, you know, that was part of the reason why he was so successful. So, Channing, you can learn something, man.
Hey,
I'll try.
Those of us that aren't 7 feet and aren't fast and can't jump high, can't palm the ball like you, you know, like, we got to watch film.
You got to watch film.
Wait, were you talking about me? You call me
seven
fast?
Feet?
Ooh. I said you can jump high.
He can't jump
higher.
Jump higher than.
I got new shoes. I told you.
What
I got the Kyries. I got two
those
colors
the
now.
Coolest color combination.
Can
you were wearing, by the way.
The black and white.
Yeah.
Ooh, can you take us back blues. To episode 3 when you said that there's no way you could wear those? Because they're like snow tires.
Oh yeah, but guess what? My game evolved. You know, I was like. I say, like, I try to explain this to my friends. I'm like a Pokemon, dog. Like,
oh my God.
I evolved.
He made himself into a Pokemon reference. This is what I
killed
think,
it.
This is what I think our listeners will start to learn from podcast to podcast is you can't listen to anything that Channing says.
Yeah, you gotta listen to all of it.
How educated have you become in a
you
month,
can
Kyle?
Fly.
There's not. There's
literally.
No, there is no consistency.
Key & Peele reference.
There. Okay. Thanks.
Sorry. Channing. It's a great show. Okay. I won a Grammy.
Awesome.
Speaking of the Grammys, did you guys watch them last night?
Lord, no.
Aw, man.
Come on, what happened? What was the hot?
Adele was amazing.
I saw CeeLo. I saw
CeeLo. Did you say CeeLo?
Yeah, it was a great album. Very underrated album. Come back, CeeLo. I wish. And Superman were some hot tracks.
Oh, my
Those are real songs, by the way.
Maybe that's what you guys should watch on your flight home. The
not a chance.
So moving on, I want to know, what attracted you, Kyle, to Tristan's free throws?
What attracted
and
me to his free throws?
Or
what
you just start working with him on those?
I like working with guys when they're shooting if they want it. You know, that's something that I've given a lot of thought to. And I think Tristan has, you know, some things that were easily, you could fix fairly easily. And so I just asked him if he wanted to shoot one day, and he did. And, but what was attractive to me about it, I think he can be a really good shooter. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a couple little things that he's, you know, maybe not quite thinking about. And
is it something you picked up from being here, or like you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of liked him missing the free throws when I was on the other team. you know, that was good for us. But now that I'm on the other team, I was like, wow, I really like him on the floor. Man, I love playing with Channing, but sometimes we really need Tristan too, you know. So, you know, just trying to get him, help him get under the ball a little bit and shoot a little higher. And I don't know, he's got, like, his hand doesn't spread out all the way, so just trying to help him kind of grip the ball better.
But that's something that you wanted to do. That you talked about trying to be a shooting coach, or a shooting coach, or just helping people.
Like
with
a half the time shooting coach.
Half the time.
Only home shooting games.
I don't want to be a real coach. I don't have to be there.
One day I heard you telling to trust the rainbow.
Trust to shoot it higher. Because, I mean, sometimes you just get kind of locked in on the rim, and especially in a game.
Somebody told me that in Vegas one time.
They're like, I put something in your drink. Yeah. Just trust the rainbow.
Next thing I know,
I'm sweating.
The music got so good.
The colors were amazing. It was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah.
This beat is hitting my soul.
Oh, my God. I just want to dance. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Channing, I remember that. That was a good day.
Oh, man.
Oh, so it actually happened.
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
Because it never happened. It
was a dream.
Free throws.
So, Kyle, explain your tattoo.
You have a tattoo?
This is how my brain works. Just let it flow. The people
flow.
Need this.
Oh, gracious.
They want to know. Our lady listeners want to know. Is Kyle tatted up?
What?
That's what I got on the podcast on Snapchat. Somebody asked me, does Kyle have any tattoos?
You're lying.
No, I'm not. Actually,
I don't know if he can really make that up.
No, I can't make that up because they
I'm
asked
gonna
me.
I'm going to give this one to you, Channing.
Yeah, they asked me, like, hey, does Kyle have any tattoos? Why do you call him the White Eagle? What do your tattoos mean?
The White Eagle?
Yeah, he has a gigantic American Eagle on his ribs.
No way.
Yes.
Super big.
Okay,
huge.
We totally need to know the story.
No, I have an eagle with Isaiah 40:31,
right
underneath this Bible verse. It says, those who put their hope in the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not be faint.
So you have the whole verse?
No.
Oh,
just like Isaiah 40:31.
It's a big tattoo. Of all the places on your ribs.
So people always said, like, if you get a small one first, you're going to end up with, like, 10 more in the next 6 months. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to get a big one first. And then I was, like, almost 10 years ago. I haven't got another one.
Really?
There's something. Maybe someday.
Just all black?
But you're white.
Just black and white. With the red, the verses in red.
Your wife has, like, a sleeve, though.
Yeah.
I was shocked. We saw it at brunch.
My wife, so she had, like, 13 or something, then she removed them, and then she is now doing the sleeve. I don't know how she did it all.
She's had babies?
That's
crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, tattoos are nothing.
Compared to babies.
She's had babies?
Three babies in the last 4.5 years. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so she has a baby, and then she gets some work on the tattoo, and then she has another baby, because you can't do it while you're pregnant, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so anyway, so she's working on her sleeve. Yeah, but she's got some good work.
That's the worst spot to get a tattoo.
Uh-huh.
Richard, do you have one on your ribs?
Yeah, it says alpha male down the left. It does. Channing bet me that I wouldn't get that years and years ago when we were.
Swear.
He bet me. He's like, God, you're just such a bully. You're such like an alpha male all the time. And he's like, I bet you won't get that tattooed on you. And I was like, I'll do it. So I did it.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
What was the bet?
That I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, we don't need much motivation.
No, but it was so. But it was
true alpha male.
Yeah, true alpha male.
I was like, okay.
Yes,
I'll
I will.
It. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
But how bad does that? Like the rib.
Yeah.
Come on, you got
it. It's rib. It hurts. It's long too. I just took like, I don't know, 5.5 hours in one setting. Get this thing done.
And you're gonna do details. If you're doing details with Eagle, you didn't.
Right.
I just did crappy old English letter.
Was that your first one?
No, I got a tattoo. So my first tattoo, I was on my visit to Arizona, and Mike Bibby was my host, similar how I hosted Channing. He did nothing for me, but he was gonna go get, he was gonna go get tattoos, and he was like, he's like, yo, if you come with me, I'll get you one. And I was like, okay, you know, trying to be cool, trying to fit in. I'm like either 16 or 17. So I was like, all right. And I was like, dude, I don't know what to get. But this is like right at the time where everyone was starting to get tattooed. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, just get your initials on your arm. And I was like,
initials on a basketball.
Yeah, initials on a basketball. Cool. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, all right, cool. Right? And oh, so all yeah. of a sudden, you know, he tatted it up. And uh-huh. like my parents didn't know about it.
Oh.
My parents didn't know about it for like, because this is back in like in high school, you would wear like a T-shirt and then your jersey, or you would wear something, whatever. So my parents saw it. My mom saw it like probably like 3 months after.
Now, mind you, his mother is a pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is his parents. Yeah. His parents are pastors.
So my mom was like, what is that on your arm? And I was like, it's a tattoo. She's like, when did you get that? And, you know, you're hesitating because you know you're just caught. Because I was wearing different shirts. Like, if I was going to wear a tank top, I would wear a shirt out, then put on the tank top. Like, I had a whole system of, like, I would sleep with my shirt on so my parents wouldn't see it, like, come
oh,
in,
man.
Like, and, like, wake me up and see it.
And you're how old?
I was, like, 16 or 17. Okay. So I was still in high school. Yeah, and so right. I was like, well, she's like, why didn't you tell me you got that? And I was like, well, you didn't ask. Like, that was the only thing that came to my head. And like at that point in time, it was like your parents like want to have, you know, right before you go to college, there's that kind of struggle of like, I'm independent, but like I'm still underneath your house. But there was nothing they could really say. Like, I had just gotten a college scholarship to Arizona. Like, I was, you know, we just won a state champ, or we were, I think I was a state champion
4A,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was state player of the year regardless of all class.
Cool.
Were you?
What?
You
weren't actually, even the best. I was the Gatorade player of the year. Good try, buddy.
No, were you the Arizona Republic player of the year?
Yeah,
no,
was.
You weren't.
I promise I was.
Oh, my God.
They check were those
look it up.
They were giving
Wikipedia.
It away.
Look it up. Wikipedia, boy.
Were you McDonald's All-American?
No, that's all politics. Yeah.
So, no, shut.
No, no. No, I barely got a scholarship offer to go to Creighton.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was down to – well, I only got offered by Creighton and Northern Arizona.
Oh, NAU. You would have loved it. They had good teams there.
Yeah.
I used to go to team camp there.
Casey Grundman.
Yeah. Anyway, so I ended up at Creighton. It was really the only school somewhat close by that was good. That
Creighton Bluebirds.
But NAU – that's when they had Ben Holland, right?
Yeah, those years are.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah.
He left like the next year. I think,
yeah,
Pitt,
he went to Pitt. So we grew up in Arizona. That was like the number one like team camp. All the kids, because it was during the summer,
so
like
fun.
Flagstaff is cooler, yeah. So it was only probably like 75 degrees versus the 120
nice
in Phoenix.
Trees.
Right. So they have tons of team camps up there. So all the high school teams go up there from like Vegas and go there and do like team camps for like a week. It's a good time up there. You would have had fun. NAU is a. I think it worked out.
Shout out to Jack Murphy.
Yeah, but NAU. Actually, yeah, one of our –
shout out to Murph Dole.
Yeah, one of our former managers at Arizona was an assistant coach in the NBA, and now he's a head coach at NAU.
Okay.
Yeah, so
give him a little shout-out.
A little shout-out. Jack Murphy.
A little shout-out. Kyle, where are you originally from?
Originally, I was born in Paramount, California.
Okay,
right outside of L.A.
So did you like
– I moved to a small town, Pella, Iowa. When I was 12.
Oh, so that's where you got your J.
That's
from.
For the Iowa.
That's where you got your J.
You moved to Iowa.
It's exactly right. No,
dude,
growing
so
up, like
who taught you? Was there one guy that taught you like shoot like this every single time? You have no other options, or were you just out there in your barn?
You're
shooting
in your barn. Why does it have to? Because he's from Iowa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that something wrong with that, Ellie?
Not at all.
You shot in a barn, didn't
you? I grew up on a farm
too. No, I didn't shoot in a barn. But I was inside shooting a lot in
right.
Iowa.
But who was Jimmy like Chipwood. Shoot like this?
I didn't really have I shot left-handed for a little while.
What?
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, kind of. So I was shooting with two hands, and I had someone say, "Hey, you got to pick a hand," assuming I would pick my right hand because I'm right-handed, and I started shooting left-handed because I still pass sometimes.
Yeah,
left
hand. No, it's really weird. It was creeping Braun out.
I know.
Braun was like, "Wait, are you passing with your left hand?" He's like, "Yeah," because he was throwing like chest passes, but like left-hand dominant, which is something that you don't really see from like. It's
just, why would you do that?
It's like a mirror image weird.
There's only like two or three guys that really pass both left and right-handed, and those guys are like John Wall,
Braun
and Steph Curry.
But if he's throwing a left-hand pass, it's either two-handed or
not
right-hand
like
dominant.
A scoop, yeah. It's just like a. Yeah,
aren't
it's weird.
Aren't those things that you're supposed to like learn
to throw a left hand pass is so hard.
Milk the cow, right? Like
that's terrible.
I can't throw it. I cannot throw a two handed chest pass.
Only guy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I throw it like a
see.
I
need to get him back on the podcast because did you guys know after that outlet pass in DC that is how he actually shot when he was little,
like two hand like that,
two handed,
shot full court shots.
The way he throws his outlet pass now is how he used to shoot.
Well, he uses his thumb, too. He uses his thumb.
I use my thumb, too.
How do you do that?
Oh, every time.
No, like, yeah, his left hand, his left hand.
Okay, we're 12 years old again. No, every time I use my left hand, my thumb. I used to have to wear an apparatus thing.
Gosh,
to keep my thumb out of it.
You and you keep those when you jumble your words.
Do you have a picture of you like hooping?
Yes.
Is there a picture of you hooping?
I have a really good J. I do.
No,
I really do.
Like a picture or a video of you actually playing. Did you wear knee braces and like medium high crew socks?
No.
Wear high tops?
No.
That's what I wear.
That's what you wear?
Yo, what's up with the sock swag? That's another one. What's up? When did you say, okay, this is going to just be my swag here?
I was in college, like my sophomore year, and a friend was like, you want to wear some long socks tonight? And I was like, sure. And I did, and I had a good game.
Just
got warm again the next game, and had a nice little run, and just, kind of turned into a thing.
Yeah, it happens that way.
That's the way it works usually.
I'm going to keep this going for a little bit.
I will not take no for an answer. Do you have any good, for those who don't know, you were a rookie in Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
Chris Webber, were your vets.
We're on the same page, Allie. I was just about to ask.
Here we go.
Do you have any good AI stories?
Now, this is a – now let me first just give you a little bit.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want. No one's listening. Okay. That's the best part about this. No one's listening. Yeah. So. No.
So, I mean, there's 1,000 stories, right?
Okay, like, well, we got time.
Which way do you go? So, I think, first off, AI was great.
He's a great teammate.
He was great. I really give him a ton of credit for me, like, in those early years. Just, like he, like, really wanted me to shoot the ball. Like, he's not like Bron is now. Like, he really is for you and really is trying to put you in a position to do well. And I think as a young guy coming in as a second-round pick, to have someone like him kind of be there for me like that was huge for me. But a story about AI. I mean, everyone talks about the practice interview, right? And that was epic, amazing. But there was one that I thought was almost better. And it was – It doesn't get near the love, and it was there was like a falling out with Chris Ford. So we started with Randy Ayers as our coach. He got fired after like, I don't know, a month and a half. And then Chris Ford was our coach for the rest of the year, and then for All-Star break, Coach Ford was like, if you're not back for practice a certain time, you're not going to play or start the next game.
Yeah.
You're not going to start the next game. Yeah. He was really talking to AI, right? The rest of us were going to be there. and so AI, he just didn't come. Like, it wasn't that he wasn't there. He just didn't come at all. And so the next game was our game in Denver. And
that was
and
when
Chris
he was like,
Ford,
what MVP do you know comes off the bench? Yes. Was that the one?
Don't ruin the story.
Oh, I know. I had a flashback. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I apologize.
Don't ruin it.
And so we were playing Denver, and Chris and Coach Ford was just like, you're not going to start. He's like, well, I'm not going to play. He's like, okay. And so then the next day we were like in Memphis and we practiced it. Where did we practice in Memphis back then? It was like some little high school gym or something. They never practiced it yet.
The Martin Luther King Jr. gym?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't remember.
It's true.
Yeah. No, that's not true. That's not true. You're lying. You're lying. You just made up something.
Anyway.
It's actually a YMCA.
You don't know.
I do know that. They took the tour. We took a tour with them.
They took a tour of the YMCA? Shut up. Okay.
Martin Luther King.
Can we let him finish?
Okay, go ahead.
Keep going.
Go ahead.
So, we're in this gym and you know, he comes up to do his interview and he's like, so I'm standing like I'm kind of like behind him and I'm pretending like I'm shooting baskets like
pretending
because I want to hear everything that he's saying, right? So I'm like shooting like 2 foot shots, just like working on my form so that I can hear him. He's like, I don't know no former 8-time scoring champ that come off the bench. I don't know no former 10-time All-Star that come off the bench. I don't know no former MVP that come off the bench. I don't know no former Olympian that come off the bench. And this dude read his whole resume right off, right? Why is it always Allen Iverson's fault? I was like, this is amazing. And it got no love. I was surprised that you had heard it.
I remember it
wasn't picked up on SportsCenter. It wasn't anything. I mean, this is the best interview I've ever heard in my whole life.
Oh, God.
He's so funny.
That's so good.
How it's funny about the
Panthers.
No, I had Larry Brown.
But you know about those practices. But real quick, do you remember what Pop did?
Yes. Tim Duncan came off the bench the next game.
Tim Duncan had missed, I don't know, like two games. And just to be – and people don't fully understand the mental warfare that that man plays against everyone, his own players, probably his own family too. But he brings Tim Duncan off the bench.
It's like the next game.
I'm talking about AI did this long speech, and that's why I remember it is because of what Pop did. Yeah. Like, I remember it because it was that was always AI. There was always funny stuff going on. Yeah. He's a character. But then, like, literally, like, 3 days later, and then, SportsCenter made a big deal out of it because Popovich brought Tim Duncan off the bench.
It was epic.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's probably a million more.
There's a lot of stories.
And so what year was this for you?
That was my rookie year.
Oh, my God.
2003.
So as a rookie, you're sitting here like, this is Allen Iverson?
It was an amazing rookie year. No. I would say it all.
It's good. Isn't it good, though? Even though AI was unique, to have, like, vets like that, to have, like, a stud vet. Like I had Jay Kidd, so it was like I was his rookie. Like anything that man needed me to do, wanted me to do, I did. But they also took care of you.
Totally.
They don't have – like it's different now. Like rookies will come in and the best player will be another 23-year-old that went to school for, you know, half a semester. So it's just you don't have that same like older vet, high level. It's just different now. You don't get the same.
Guys are so defiant now too. You know, they will not do it. Like, Chris Webber rode underneath the bus his rookie year.
What?
Like,
what?
Like,
they put him underneath the bus.
They, like, put him under the bus. Like, he had to go, like, number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he used to, after practice, when we have a shoot around, he would take the rack and put it at half court and punt every basketball as far as he could.
Yes.
Because, that's what people did to him. Like, he had to sit on the bus. He had to get all the basketballs. But then he'd also buy you, like, 10 suits.
Yeah. Look at Allie's face in amazement.
And take you out to dinner. Dude, and
so
he'd be amazing.
The Utah's the worst.
So you have to go. You don't know this NBA story.
What do you mean?
So basically, like, rookies have to just do all sorts of crap all the time.
Okay. Yeah,
so basically, at the end of shoot around, right? Like, vets would take the balls, like the big rack of balls.
Take the rack. Yeah. Go to half court.
They would punt it or throw it as high and as far. And they would try and get them into the upper deck. And then they would be like, rookies, go get them.
Yeah.
Does
Kate Felder
get any
treatment? No, it's calmed down because, like, for instance, 5 seasons ago when I started – that year, I thought it was so crazy because the rookies then had to, like, wear the pink book bags. And they had to bring the strollers in with the fake babies. Like, that's all they had to do.
Yeah, well, and there was another – so there's
ride
another,
under the bus?
There's what? Yes. Yeah, what? There's another that's one that you'll like.
Dude, in Indiana, Danny Granger had to mow somebody's lawn with a regular mower. Yes, big. I think it was, like, a push mower. Like a push
button. Wait. It had a motor or it was like one of the ones that just like rolled?
One of the ones that
rolled.
That's what I'm saying. Regular mower.
Okay.
So my favorite one, and again, they don't do this stuff. And again, apparently bullying and hazing is negative, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you just have to keep it to a certain level. There is a kind of camaraderie that comes along with that stuff. But my favorite one is rookies before opening night. You guys do that?
Run out.
It's like, so basically what you do is preseason games, you have the rookie run out first. Okay, young fella, lead us out.
And he's
so
hyped.
So all preseason, they run out first and you run behind him. So opening night, and again, it's a goof, but it's not. So opening night, you're like, all right, rookie, come on, lead us out. It's your first game. Let's go. So then, like, the rookie runs out. The rookie runs out on the court, and they're like, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the rookie's locked in, locked in. And all of a sudden, he turns around, and he's the only one on the floor.
That's the worst.
He's the only one on the floor. Like, all of the guys are sitting back there just waiting, like, 10, 15 seconds just for him just to be, like, uncomfortable and awkward. My rookie year, we had four rookies, mm-hmm. so we just started layup lines. We just because half the team was out there already, so it didn't hurt us that bad. But that's one that like consistently happens to all the rookies, just like opening night, kind of you know a little
we
hazy.
Had to wear suits to every single game.
That's yeah, that's
in New York.
You did?
New York.
Oh yeah,
as a rookie,
suits. Oh dude,
no,
yes.
No, just the whole team.
The whole team. The whole team.
That doesn't really go along with the conversation well, of rookie listen, hazing.
Yes, but imagine you get these nice suits, mm-hmm. right? Suited and booted. Have to have a tie. Have to have a belt. Have to have dress shoes. We're outside of the plane helping unload the bags in the snow, right? No matter every single flight.
Yeah.
Also, you had to be the first to the plane, but you were the last to get on the plane.
Last to get your food.
Yeah, last to get your food. Yeah, yeah. So I got on the plane one time. It was cold outside. Isaiah Thomas kicked me off the plane, cussed me out, and then made me sit like in a very uncomfortable seat the whole flight. Like
in the back of a VW?
No.
What? In the back of a Volkswagen?
No, in the back of a plane, folks.
Oh, my fault.
Anyways, way to ruin my story. Anyways.
Kyle, do you have all-star do you have all-star plans?
Oh,
yes. Here we go.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
Hey, if you listen, let's do this.
So, okay,
if you were going to think of the worst all-star plans to make, what would they be?
What would they be?
Where would you not want to go to, and how would you not want to get there?
Okay, and then I want to give our listeners just a little look into just what an amazing individual this man is.
So, Allie, where would you not want to go? It's an NBA city.
It's an NBA city?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, because then
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Come on now.
Eastern Conference, we'll give you that.
Oh, Eastern Conference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Detroit? No. You said Allie, Rafa.
Detroit? But okay. I'm kind of going to Detroit. So.
Are you? No. What are you doing?
I mean, Toledo is like 30 minutes from Detroit.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
45.
Okay. So you think of Detroit. I want to say this. So we're all talking about our plans, and Channing's like, yeah, I'm going to go to Puerto Rico.
Oh.
I was like, I'm going to the South Bay. I'm going to Hermosa Beach. Everyone's talking about their different spots. And so we're like, Kyle, where are you going? He's like, I was like, we're like, what? He's like, I'm driving to Philadelphia. Like you're what? He's like, my wife's brother, my brother-in-law decided to have his 40th birthday that weekend, so that we could attend.
Yeah,
and you're just like,
there's nothing.
Wait, what? Honestly, what? I was like, because that would be like the first line in the divorce proceedings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They say irreconcilable differences. That would be it. I'm like,
he went to Philly
really,
for
Richard?
All-Star break.
What?
Kyle, I think you are one hell of a husband.
Thank you.
You get all the brownie. What is wrong with you two?
What? Listen.
There is nothing wrong with
Kyle
that.
Kyle is a good man.
He is a
it
good
is
man.
He is a saint.
The city of brotherly love.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to go love
and,
my brother.
Yeah, love my brother. And
his 40th birthday party.
Oh, you're so excited.
Tell me, where's he going?
With
I swear
to you. The kids pool.
Wait, how many kids does he have?
Yeah, they're pregnant with their first.
Okay,
oh,
okay. Well, don't forget this, okay? When his kid turns 5, buy him a drum set. Buy him a drum set and a puppy. And then put two right there next to each other and like, say, pick.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget what this man did to you, okay?
Yeah. I cannot wait till two boys grow up.
Oh,
I
know, whatever. So.
And
that's
you
fine.
Have no control over them that's, any longer.
I don't have any control over them. I don't have the
walking tornado? No, he has no control. You just got to steer it in the right direction.
I have no control over my 2-year-old now.
It's kind of like me with you guys. I just
steer. You steer in a tornado.
Kyle is such a good man, good husband.
Agreed.
Good. Because it's like, you know, that is literally our only time. Now, Kyle, for our listeners out there, don't know that he lives in Santa Barbara, which is probably the second most beautiful place to, you know,
Portland,
the South
Oregon.
Bay in California, right?
Why couldn't you guys have the party there, though?
That's what I'm saying. Way to just put the knife into Kyle. I was like, God, Santa Barbara sounds so much nicer than Philadelphia.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what hotel are you – not what hotel –
Yeah, we don't need people.
No,
we don't.
But it's crazy though. It's like you like that's our only time that you have to kind of do something that you want or to mentally clear your brain and just to, you know, get some sun or do something. And I was like, wait, so you're not going to get to go to San Barbara? He's like, yeah, I told my wife that, hey, babe, well, you know, we're going to be playing until June. And I was like, God, I love the confidence. God, way to come here. And he's like, yeah, he said he's excited because he doesn't get a chance to do a lot of stuff with her, with their family. But, you know, it was something that was just it just worked out that way. And I was like, God, that's tough though, Kyle. And I was like, but at least your wife will. He's like, oh yeah, my wife's going to Santa Barbara like in March.
Like next month. For a week. Month.
And you're like, I'll be here.
So are we kind of though? We're going to LA next month. For like five days.
Oh man, it's gonna be glorious.
I know.
God, glory.
We just told your story. We told your story for you, by the way.
Yeah.
How'd they do?
Well, you know, it's all right. And the worst part is that we're driving.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the
worst.
Three
kids. It's like 6 hours, I think, 6.5 hours.
But you only have three kids.
You can listen to the podcast.
only three kids under.
But you're
five.
Going someplace that you are excited to be.
No. There's a kid's pool. We're going to swim.
There's a kid's pool.
It better be heated.
If that pool is cold, I'm going to die laughing.
She's like, there's a golf course right by. Babe, it's going to be -20. Don't tease me with a golf
course.
No
sun.
No, but that's,
man. You can catch a movie or two.
I played there for a bunch of years. So we got a bunch of friends there. So
I promise you, Channing and I will not send you pictures of where we're at.
We have Isleworth in Orlando ready.
Oh, do you? That's my spot, dog. You know I was a country club member.
You're a golfer.
I play a little golf.
So I'm in Isleworth. The day we get there, we probably won't practice. But we played the night before. So,
dude, Isleworth is beautiful.
Yeah. Allie, volleyball?
Volleyball.
Yeah. We'll be playing volleyball.
Yeah,
we'll be playing volleyball.
Golf, I'm in.
Yeah.
I would love it.
You're going to like that course. It's really – I was a member there.
You're – oh, gosh.
I was. Swear.
So what?
Just saying. No, just trying to stunt real quick.
You're trying to stunt?
Have you been to any of the majors?
I watched Major League 1, 2.
I went to the Masters 2 years ago. I saw J.R. Smith there.
Did you?
J.R. was there. Swish was there.
Is a big golfer.
He's a big golfer.
He's a huge golfer.
Walking down one of the fairways, and I was like, J.R. Smith.
Did you guys talk to each other?
Yeah, how was the Masters? Quick, what's
up? Yeah, quick, what's up?
Is it whatever?
It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it's really incredible, actually. It's a great experience. Even if you're not a golfer, like the environment.
Is it better than the Waste Management Open?
Nope. No way. And we just like to call it the Phoenix Open. Yeah, we don't have to go. Phoenix. We don't have to go Waste Management.
My bad.
People
shout
might
out
not
to
really
all my Phoenix people.
Oh, here we go with this shout out.
Well, there you have it. For Kyle being in the city of brotherly love over All-Star break. We wish you well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, God. White Eagle checks
out. For Channing Fry, Richard Jefferson, Kyle Korver. I'm your host, Allie Clifton.
See ya.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.